The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
As our coverage of the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference continues, here on WPHM, we're joined by the President and CEO of the Small Business Association of Michigan, Brian Kelly. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be back with you.
I appreciate you joining us. These last couple of years have been challenging for all of us in a lot of ways, but especially for small businesses.
It has. In fact, even as we kind of come out of the trenches of the pandemic, we find ourselves in a position where the workforce shortages and the rising cost environment they're really squeezing small businesses from both ends, so it's not getting any easier out there.
Well, and that's just it. It's one thing after another. It just feels like every time, like, okay, great, we're coming out of the pandemic, things are reopening. Oh, we can't find enough workers to work in our shops and in our for our companies. And then the supply chain. I mean, when does it end?
Yeah, and that's the million-dollar question, yeah. Is when does it end? But we do see entrepreneurialism is still very alive and well. A lot of people starting businesses. We see actually increased business start activity in the last couple of years. So people have turned to entrepreneurship as an answer to the pandemic, which is really amazing to see. But small businesses find themselves in a position now where they have to make some really tough choices, mm-hmm. and are really having a difficult time taking advantage of the demand that's out there. There's a lot of demand for goods and services, but if you just can't find enough people, you see the extraordinary steps of having to limit hours that are open, and also re-reviewing different lines of businesses and just going with the ones that have the biggest margins or the biggest opportunity. And it's a different factor. Small businesses normally want to kind of go out there and take advantage of everything that they could make happen in their sphere. And these limitations are really hurting things. And then you put on top of that overall rising costs of energy, cost of labor, cost of inputs, and then disruptions in the supply chain. And it's like whack-a-mole trying to deal with all the issues.
It really is. Small businesses have had to, and I know it's an overused word, but pivot since March of 2020. And what's impressed me in just the small business owners that I've known and seen, they've done a remarkable job of that, haven't they?
Yeah, and the ones who have made it this far through all of these challenges, they're special and talented people. And that's what I love about when we do our surveys quarterly. One of the things that we always ask is about their confidence in the short term and the confidence in the long term. Mm-hmm. And it's actually held pretty steady. So the confidence in the short term, though, is always less than the confidence in the long term. So no matter how big the challenges are, looking out over the horizon, at least for our membership, it's very common for them to say, one way or another, I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah.
One way or another, I'm going to get through this, and I have confidence in the long term that we're going to make it. In the short term, though, you have to deal with the issues that are right in front of you. So that's one of the things that I keep a close eye on, because when confidence falters, that's when people can start to really pull back, and it becomes something that looks more like a recessionary
right.
period, when people start pulling back and being more cautious, not moving forward with plans.
Well, and there's a lot of speculation that there will be a recession, maybe in the not too distant future. We've weathered recessions before. Maybe we even need a recession to do something about all these rising inflationary costs.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about getting inflation under control. When the Feds pull back on their bond purchasing, yep. and also increase rates, it will cool off the economy. Whether or not it goes into recession is another question. But if you look at consumer confidence, actually is lower now. The overall costs are rising. If you look at our last two recessions, the last two sustained recessions, the precursor to both were sustained high energy costs. And that's exactly where we're at today. So unfortunately, most economists are increasing their odds that we are facing a recession. The question is how deep and how long. And that's, you know, for small businesses that have already been taking a lot of punches over the last couple of years, it's going to be rough. But we're kind of hunkering down this next year. We do kind of expect it will be difficult, but it's been difficult for a few years, and hopefully get energy costs and inflation under control, the supply chain can heal, then that'll make a big difference. Unfortunately, with our demographics, workforce shortages are something that are going to be with us for a long time.
Is this a good time to start a new business?
It still is. If you've got a great idea and there's demand for that idea, entrepreneurs are still seeing opportunity. And so I look at it like, I look at the actions that entrepreneurs are taking. And they are starting new businesses right now, and therefore it must be a good time to do so. You know, they're the ones that have the confidence and the guts to go out there and do it. So I'm excited for what, you know, to look back a couple of years from now, all this increased new business start activity in the last few years, what did that turn into once they got out of that startup phase and into the second stage? Second stage small business is where it's at in Michigan. That's where our job growth comes from. That's where the innovation comes from. Even the big companies, they are successful in large part because they have supply chains of small, nimble, creative, innovative companies that are adding value at a whole different level and moving faster than what a bigger bureaucracy can do.
There certainly are opportunities, aren't there?
There are. And I also think we're probably going to see a productivity revolution in the next few years because we have to.
You know, it's interesting you say that because the thing that I hear from so many people is nobody wants to work anymore. Nobody wants to work. I don't think that's true at all. I think people really want to work, but they want to work smarter, not harder. They want to work for better pay. But people want to work, don't they?
Yeah, we have low labor force participation rate right now at about 59%. That is pretty low. But it was not like stellar before the pandemic. You know, it was in the low 60s. If you go back, you know, 20 years ago, it was a lot higher. So people have left the workforce. But if you look at the average age of our population, it tracks.
Yeah.
So I think our demographics work against us there. If you look at the ages of kids in school, the farther back you go down to kindergarten, you find that these classes of kids are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And so I think that's why I say we have to have a productivity revolution because we don't have the population that we used to. And at least in the near term, there's no reason to expect that will be any different.
Good point. Really interesting. Brian, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Brian Calley with us on WPHM, talking small business. He's the president and CEO of the Small Business Association of Michigan. 9:48, we'll wrap up our coverage.